Hi, welcome to Chi Talks. My name is Chiamaka, aka Amax, and I'm the host of this amazing podcast. If you're new here, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you've been here before, thank you also for returning. You know the drill, so let's just get right into it. I was a bit skeptical about how I wanted to introduce today's topic, so I think I'm just going to start with giving an instance. A few days ago, a friend of mine came over. Apparently, she's a makeup artist. And then we're discussing. And then she's like, oh, Amaka, I really want to top up my game, but I don't know how to go about it and everything. Yes, I am there with content, but I want to be in the face of people. I want, you know, to collaborate with people. I want to work. I want to start earning, basically. And the first question I asked her was that, okay, have you texted up any photographer saying that you are a makeup artist? Because makeup artists usually go work hand in hand with photographers, videographers, and so on. So have you texted any of them that you would like to? Have you pitched a proposal to any of them? She's like, no. Okay, then she now started talking about how she wanted to, you know, use some of her influencer friends to, you know, model and everything. So I'm like, oh, so do you frequently talk to them? She's like, no, that she doesn't want it to look like she's famzing. And I'm like, no, girl, you're not famzing. You're basically just trying to connect with them on a different level, and you're also trying to network with them. So that brings me to what I'm going to talk about today, and that has to be networking. So in order to promote yourself or advertise yourself or push yourself out there as a creative or a business person, you need to be able to network. I can remember when I got my first voiceover job. This was someone I told I'm a voiceover artist on social media, a videographer actually. That was how like I got my first voiceover job. I actually networked with him on social media. And then one day he's like, oh, are you available? What's your rate for a 45 minutes voiceover job? I'm like, oh, wow, okay. I can even remember, like, a few days ago, a friend of mine that I networked with on Instagram, he's actually a voiceover artist too, but, like, I'm very huge on connecting with people that are in my field or connecting with people that would need my service. So he was one of the people that I texted back then saying that I'm a voiceover artist, just to familiarize and know what's happening, like, in your creative industry. So apparently he referred me to someone who was looking for a voiceover artist. I hope you guys can see the power of networking. Now, networking is something that has to be intentional, and networking is not creating a friendship. Networking is different, because networking is you trying to build intentional, sustainable relationships that would grow, that would give growth to your career, that would, you know, be of help to your brand as a person. I decided to talk about this because I noticed that me as a person, I'm very huge on networking. Like, if you know me well, you know that I love connecting with people. Networking is something that you do intentionally for your own growth. So yes, have you ever heard of the saying that no man is an island, or you're one person away from a life-changing opportunity? Yeah, so all these add up to why people say that your network is your net worth. I can remember I was seeing something online like a few days ago. It was like a research, and they were like, research has shown that 80% of jobs are never advertised and they are fueled by the word of the mouth. So it's who you know and who knows you that matters. And that's true. Like, come to think about it, especially in a country like Nigeria, we're always talking about connection. We call it connection. But I think it's just people who have networked and built a sustainable relationship. And that's just how this life is. Like, can you relate to those friends that they always know someone plugged to something? Like, these people have built network of channels for themselves. And if you come to think about it, like, as human beings, we need people to survive. Like, we need people to move to the next level at one stage of our life. Like, why do you think we even have social media? Because all these people who founded these apps understand that you need people to get some stuff. You, in fact, sometimes it just needs one conversation with one person to change your life. So that's why it's really, really very, very important to try to be intentional about creating networks around you. Like I said, networking is not the same thing as friendships. I keep on making a reference to voiceover. I think August, I went to like a voiceover training. So apparently I was kind of quiet there. I didn't really want to socialize. But I think I created a good relationship that helped me up to now. And that was a relationship I created with the sound engineer there. Apparently, so we started like discussing, but it was a really, really valuable and beneficial relationship. Now, this person, even after I left, he was the one that taught me how to go fully into like, he was the one that taught me how to edit my audios better and kind of like producing audios. So when you network with people around you, you get to learn also from them. So I hope you have an idea of what networking is. So I'm going to start by how to network. Thank God for social media. Like we now have platforms where we can easily talk to people and connect with people on a different level. So we have Instagram. Instagram is kind of a good place to network, because especially as a creative, because even as a creative, like you would like sending DMs to people. A lot of people check their DMs. You know, you could pitch out proposals. Clubhouse too. Like Clubhouse is kind of new and everyone is just rushing there, because that is like a perfect place to network, like irrespective of who you are. It's just a place where you can easily connect with people that you kind of do the same thing with. Even LinkedIn is perfect for that. I wouldn't recommend Twitter, because Twitter is a world of its own. So how do you actually network? You don't network by going to say, hi, hey, I want to know you. Nope. How do you network? You can network in the form of collaborations. Oh, hi, my name is so, and I'd really love to collaborate with you on this. You can network in the form of partnerships, partnering with people to achieve a goal. You can also network in the form of pitching your brand or pitching a proposal to someone. Not hi, hey. So when you're trying to build a relationship, you build it on a sustainable ground. Like, what is that thing that is connecting both of you? It should be something that is like a common interest or a common passion or a common goal connecting both of you. So you could also network at gatherings. And this one, you need to actually be kind of, I don't know how to put it. Should I say composed? Or because I wouldn't talk to anyone at a gathering. There are certain things that I look out before I can even respond to you if you walk up to me at a gathering, even if you're just trying to, even if you're not trying to do something different, you know what I'm talking about. So before someone can walk up to me and I'll be like, oh, hi, and we'll have a conversation, first of all, I need to see that you are looking appropriate, like you are looking composed. You are, you know, they said that the way you dress is the way people would address you. And that's true. Like, you just need to be looking normal and, you know, kind of like, okay. And also, apart from that, your composure, like when you want to walk up to someone to network with them at a gathering, you need to be composed. You need to really know what you're going there to do, not to, you know, fall aside or fall off the track. You need to know what you're going to talk about. And also, as you're delivering what you're saying, people need to see how confident you are. People need to see that you know what you're talking about. And then for you to know what you're talking about, you need to be informed. Because if you're not informed about what you want to speak about, you will end up looking like someone that doesn't know what he or she is doing. So that's why you need to be informed about what is happening. If you're trying to network with someone that is in your field, people love it when you give them value. So if they don't really see value in what you're saying, why would they want to collaborate with you? So when you're trying to network with someone that you don't really know, but you guys work in the same field, you need to be informed. And also, like, when you go out for gatherings, like, you can be sitting next to your potential clients and you wouldn't know. That's why I always try to be conversant with my environment. I can remember like a few weeks ago, I went to the hair salon. So there was a lady there and I was there. So I was styling my wig and everything. And then somehow we got into a conversation and then I'm also into like social media management. And she now started saying, talking about how she has been looking for a social media manager. She wants to take her business to a next level online. And that was how we were able to exchange contacts and, you know, get to know each other. Now that wouldn't have happened if I am ignorant of my surroundings. So wherever you are, wherever you're going to, wherever you find yourself in, try to create conversations with people around you, because someone sitting next to you might know someone that needs your service, or even for the sake of your friends. So you don't only network for yourself, you network for your friends too. Sorry, I keep on giving instances because there's so much. I can remember last year, my mom walked into a clothing store for my brothers because they wanted to get something. And then the owner was there. Like I said, I'm very good at creating conversations with people. And then we now started talking. So apparently he was new in Nigeria. So I was just giving him tips on how to strategize as a Nigerian brand. You know, the whole act of social media, because social media has really paved a lot of business opportunities for people, how he needed to take his business to the next level on social media. And then he was talking about how he really wants to run a shoot, but he doesn't know how to go about it. I'm like, oh, okay, I know a friend who is a videographer who could help you with this. So you see, like, that conversation that I had with him led to me introducing a friend of mine. So at that point in time, my networking favored a friend of mine. So I hope you get what I'm trying to say. Like I said, wherever you are, you need to be observant of your environment. Try to make conversations with people. I always hear this saying, like, it takes three people to know the president. And it's true. Someone you know knows someone that knows the president. And the only way this can be possible is if you open yourself to create relationships, sustainable relationships with people. So yes, like I said, you also need to have knowledge and skill in order for you to network. Like, people love smart people. People love people that when they hear speaking, they gain so much. I was reading somewhere where it was said knowledge and skill is one of the major criteria for success in the 21st century. You need to be knowledgeable about what you do. You need to be also skilled when it comes to what you do. And when people see what you're capable of doing, that is where referrals come in networking. So networking is something that you really do from your heart. Like, it's not something that you force. You don't farm. Like, when you when you make too much effort to network, it feels like you're doing too much. And people don't like it when you're doing too much. Like, that's just the truth. I hope you've been able to learn from this how to network with people. So let's talk about how to create sustainable relationships for networking. Okay, so whenever I network on social media especially, I just try to keep my objective clear. Like, I try to keep my motive clear with the person. Oh, this is why I actually texted you, because of this. Because so many people might want to take advantage of that, especially when you're a fine girl, and try to, you know, woo you into doing things that you wouldn't do on a normal day. Some people would not even want to do anything with you just because you don't want to have anything to do with them. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So those kind of people, you just push them away. Like, they're actually not really needed. They're not needed in your life. But you should know how to create boundaries when you're networking. You know your goal, you know what you truly want. And you know that there are some certain things that if you do, is stopping you from achieving what you really want from this network. So what do? You try to, for me, I try to act professional. I try to be professional, but not all times, because some of these people I networked with eventually became my friends. But still, like, I just try to keep it normal, you get, and try to laugh unnecessary things away. But like I said, follow your heart. If you feel like, oh, you and this person are connected and you want to take it to another level, that's fine. But don't let anybody make you do anything you shouldn't be doing just because of networking, or just because you're trying to build a career relationship with that person. On, like, if you just think about people that you have networked with in the past, and you both of you have like a really strong relationship now, just think about it. You would notice that you don't force things like this, like, they just happen willingly on their own. Now, when you work with someone, unless they a job or someone patronizes you, try to leave a good experience for them so that they can also refer you to other people. I have kind of studied my mom and I noticed that most of the deals that she gets are from referrals, are majorly from referrals. And these referrals don't even come from people that she is close with, people that she has worked with year before. But because she always leaves a good experience with them, they always find it so easy to refer her to other people. So when you end up working with that network that you have been building, try to make the person have a good experience so that you can be referred to other people. So yes, guys, I really feel it's very, very important to network at all times. Be open to building relationships with people. Be open to creating relationships with people wherever you go. Because at the end of the day, like, you need people. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to, like, have so many friends. Oh, my circle is small. You need to understand that making friendships is different from networking. Like, it's entirely different. You network for a purpose. You network because you probably have a career goal that you're trying to achieve. It's different from making friendships. Like, it's different if you want the person to be your friend. As I'm bringing this episode to a close, I really want you to try to think about your network. Do you think that you have built enough network? Even if you claim to be introverted, that's why social media is like the best place to connect as an introvert. Like me, I don't really go out. I'm mostly at home. But I can say that I have built my network to some extent. And I believe that everyone should. So a good way to start is trying to network with people, trying to network with at least one person per day. And you figure out that the more that you network with people, the more your network becomes bigger. And that opens you to a lot more opportunities than you can ever think. So as you go into a new week, try to be intentional about networking. And trust me, it's a process, honestly. And it's something that the more you do, the more it gets used to you. So don't push it, like I said before. Just do you. Anyways, guys, if you're here and you've listened up to this point, I hope you have been able to understand what I have been talking about. If you do, kindly, you know, leave a message below or feel free to message me on any of my social media platforms, Adamax on Instagram, Adamax on Twitter. And I hope you have a lovely week ahead. Thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to send this episode to your friends and family and all. Thank you so much. Bye.